Let's talk to Levant Altman, who's from Victim Support Europe. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Just listening to the end of that interview there with Maggie Hughes, this idea of having to pay for your own interpreter, having to pay to get witnesses into court, that seems extraordinary to British ears. Is that unusual across Europe?
I think it really depends. This is the problem, I think, around Europe at the moment. The standards are so variable that the victims will experience different things in different countries. Some countries, like the UK, Netherlands, Sweden, have very good systems, but other countries, as Maggie's experienced, have very low standards. So the EU legislation, I think, will really improve the situation. It won't help in all matters. I think there are still problems. There are economic problems out there, which means that expenses won't fully be paid, but there will be certain improvements happening in terms of interpretation, in terms of training for police, training for prosecutors and judges to make sure they understand the needs of victims and make sure that they really try to help them in the way that they're dealt with. And very importantly, especially for Victim Support Europe, there's a requirement that all member states have victim support services. And this is something which all victims need. They need the support and assistance, both in terms of practical needs, but also in terms of emotional needs.
It would be easy to sort of just look on this as sort of nanny state nonsense, but it must be horrific. I mean, just given what we heard there from Maggie Hughes, you're in a foreign country, you don't speak the language, and something horrible has happened, and all this is going on while you are essentially traumatised and feeling quite excluded.
Exactly. I think going through any crime is a terrible thing. The smallest of crimes can affect people in very different ways. But when you're abroad, it's even more difficult. You can lose all of the documentation that you rely on to identify yourself. You may have lost all of your money, your credit cards. And on top of that, you don't speak the language. You don't understand the system. So the trauma you've gone through is increased. And it's essential, therefore, that the police and other authorities really understand victims, that the interpretation is available to them, and that there are people who understand their needs and are able to support them. And so it's important that it's not just governments and authorities which are there and available, but NGOs and charities who work with victims every day are available to help those victims and walk them through the system.
And will this new law address those difficulties?
I very much hope so. The legislation is very comprehensive. It really talks about improving the support services, improving the protection of victims during the proceedings, so that, for example, they don't have to face the offender, the suspect, when they're in the courtroom, maybe in a rape case, for example, and that can be particularly traumatizing. So there are protection measures in place. There are measures to improve the way that authorities coordinate between countries. So I very much hope that legislation is going to be effective. But the key really is implementation, and that's crucial this year, is that member states around the European Union actually and genuinely implement the legislation and make a difference. And what that's about is changing attitudes and cultural attitudes, ensuring that training is in place.
All right, Levant Altman from Victim Support Europe, thank you so much for that. You're with Phil Gale and Friends at Breakfast.